absolutely, I think, essential if we're going to recruit and retain the quality of people that we need. The federal workforce is aging. We're having trouble recruiting people. And some of the employee benefits that are available in the private sector exceed what we have available here, number one. Number two, of course, making sure that children, particularly in the first few weeks of life, have a parent present, mom and dad, hopefully, but certainly mom present to nurture that child in the very first days of that child's life is critically important for the health of our nation, the health of that child, and is a good employee policy. In fact, 75% of the Fortune 100 companies in America provide paid leave for the birth of a child. And many exceed the time that we provided for in this bill. And in addition to that, the majority of the industrialized world does the same because they realize the importance of having that parental bonding with the child in the early days of its life. And so we think this is a good policy.
This has come up a couple times in the past. It never seems to quite get out of both houses of Congress. Looks like it probably will this time. And one of the reasons cited the last time was the cost. But is it possible that now in an age of $700 or $800 billion stimulus packages, the cost to the government of this program suddenly doesn't look that big anymore?
Well, actually, in terms of cost, there obviously is a question of the productivity during those 4 weeks. But in terms of cost, of course, because the salary continues, there is no additional cost beyond that which is already planned. But obviously, you can't deny the fact if you don't have somebody there, some of that work's not being done, and some others have to pick up the load for that 4 weeks. The cost of not having healthy children, the cost of not having children who are well-adjusted early, very early, we learn more and more every day how critical the first weeks, months, and years of a child's life are to its long-term health and ability to learn, ability to function properly, so that the cost, frankly, I think will be not measured in terms of dollars because there is no additional dollars necessary. What it will be measured in is the health of our children and the ability to recruit and retain qualified people because we are competitive with the private sector in terms of benefits.
Well, Congressman Hoyer, you must have an easier time recruiting employees for the federal government now considering the economic downturn.
Well, I think that's probably accurate. I think that obviously, the federal employer is a very stable employer, but what we've seen is that when the economy picks up, as surely we hope it will do, and we hope that it will do that sooner rather than later, we see that the federal government has not been competitive in many areas. That's true on pay, where the federal government is behind its private sector comparable job skills in terms of pay, but also in terms of health care benefits in some respects and other benefits, this being one of those benefits. And clearly, we have some extraordinarily capable people who will be looking at having children, starting families, growing families, particularly younger people who we want to recruit. And this will be an important aspect of their decision-making as to where to go to work.
We're talking this morning to House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer about the Federal Employees Paid Parental Leave Act.
And are you getting signs from the White House that this is a bill that they will sign, that President Obama will sign once it gets to its desk?
I've not talked to the White House about this particular bill. Obviously, we're focused very much on the economic recovery plan that you just referred to, the Reinvestment Recovery Act. But I am confident that when and if the House and Senate pass this bill and send it to the White House, I'm very confident they'll sign the bill.
Congressman, let's digress for a moment and talk about the economic stimulus bill. John Boehner, your counterpart in the Republican Party, certainly raised some objections to the size of the bill. Do you think that this is something that will pass, or do you think that Republicans will mount a campaign against it? What's your feeling about it?
Well, I think it'll pass. Interesting enough, Mark Zandi, who was an economic advisor to presidential candidate John McCain, has just recently, in the last couple of days, put out a very significant paper in which he says that this package is just about right in terms of its amount, in terms of its mix between tax cuts, a very substantial tax cut for 95% of working Americans, and spending investments. He believes that's about the right mix. We have an awful lot of economists on Republicans, Democrats, liberal, conservative economists who believe this is about the right mix. So I think this is going to pass. I'm hopeful that it will pass with bipartisan support. Obviously, Mr. Boehner raises some concerns. I don't think they're inappropriate concerns to raise as we look at this legislation. But I think that in terms of, as I said, the tax cuts, which will put more money in Americans' pockets, and then investment, which will help make healthcare, education more available to our people in tough times, and start us along the road of making sure that more of our children can get into college, that more of our energy facilities are up to speed, that our sewer and water and bridges and roads are in the condition that will provide for economic growth and safety. All of those issues are being addressed in this bill, a very significant stimulus to the economy and a very significant tax cut for our people. So I'm hopeful that upon reflection, Mr. Boehner and his party will see fit to support this bill, and I'm confident it will pass.
And is it safe to say this is the very first thing on the legislative agenda?
It is. Now, we've passed other bills, but this is the most pressing objective that we have in the early days of this Congress and this new President Obama administration. I know he feels it's very important. We're going to be going down to the White House in about an hour to discuss the moving forward on not only this issue, but others that President Obama talked about during the course of the election. Obviously, we want to address health care, we want to address education, we want to address global warming and energy independence. All of these issues are critically important, but the most important and most pressing issue that we have is getting this economy back on its feet.
And just a quick question. Speaker Pelosi was quoted in the papers today with respect to Republican objections to the bill. She said, well, we wrote the bill, we won the election. In retrospect, is that the way you would have put it to the Republican side to try to get their support?
Well, of course, she's accurate on both of those. We did win the election.
Well, she's factually right, yes.
But having said that, clearly President Obama has indicated that we want to work together. I think that's accurate. We do want to work together. That's why I quoted one of the
Zandi.
Principal economic advisors to John McCain, where he says this is pretty much the right mix and the right level of spending to try to get this economy moving. While some members of the House have been invited to participate, they haven't always done that. And I'm hopeful that as we move ahead, that we do move ahead in concert with one another, in discussions with one another. And that's certainly my intent.
And some of the agencies in the federal government do get spending priorities in this stimulus bill. At least that's what we're seeing.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. And were there specific decisions made about certain agencies that just had been lagging behind, that just didn't have the funding that they needed?
The spending that is involved in the bill is to do a number of things. First of all, invest in our infrastructure, invest in education, invest in our health care for our citizens, invest in making sure that our citizens are connected to the web that are not now connected so that they can get information and participate and small businesses can participate so that the investments that are included are all designed to both in the short term and the medium term provide a basis on which our economy can grow and create jobs.
And what about the broadband issue in particular? There's a lot of money in the stimulus bill for that. That sounds like a pretty high priority with respect to getting people connected on the web.
It is a high priority because we've seen that the ability to be connected has made a real difference in the lives of people and in our economic well-being. So we believe this is a real priority for us. And as we're trying to stimulate the economy in the short term, what we want to provide for is growth in the medium and long term as well. So this bill is not only a recovery bill, bringing the economy back, but also an investment bill to make sure that the economy, as I said, grows and continues to provide the jobs that we need. And as you know, we have a target of 3 to 4 million jobs coming out of this bill's package.